All right, everyone, welcome back to the Tomo Podcast, and we're going to just start it off because some crazy cray-cray has gone on. All right, Garrett, let us know what's up.
So, yet again, I am single. And yet again, I am talking to three different women. But yeah, me and my ex, I woke up one night, and I'm like, I don't know, I think a lot when I'm at work, you know? Because all I'm doing is just, like, putting packages together, so I'm just, like, alone in my fucking thoughts and shit. But no, it just wasn't working out. I wanted other things. She wanted other things. We were both thinking about other people, so.
Damn.
So, but hey, well, we're still friends, though. Like, this is the first time ever that I'm ending a relationship clean.
To where you're still friends?
At least that's how it is for now. So, you know.
Yeah. Check back in a week.
Exactly.
We'll see what happens.
So, y'all heard it. He's single. Caca! Caca! Is it considered cheating if you tell your ex you love them?
Yes. Because you're with someone new.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's different, though. Like, if you still have, like, love for them, and then saying that you love them, like telling them. Mm-hmm. That to me is two totally different things.
What would you consider? Is it cheating?
If you tell them that, oh, I love you, and you're
okay
with someone else.
Example.
That's cheating.
Oh, so it's,
yeah.
What makes it cheating? I want to know what makes it cheating.
You're with someone else.
You're with someone else. You're trying to build something with someone else, but if you're still in love with someone else, it's not going to happen.
Might as well call it quits and go with them.
Yeah,
well, tell me why.
Why do you feel the need to go tell someone you were with in the past, like, hey, I love you? Like,
yeah. What if you didn't go? What if you just ran into them randomly and, like, you're, hey, just talking? hey,
I still love you.
I love, like, you.
But if they're like, you still love me, then why aren't we together? Like, what the fuck?
Shit happens.
You can still love someone without being with them.
But if you love,
like,
that person...
I'm not going to lie, like, I still have love for three different women, but it ain't going to, like, I wouldn't tell them.
Yeah.
Well, at least two of them, I wouldn't tell them that, but, but no, like, so.
I think you always care for someone, but if you're, like, really in love with someone, I think, you know what I mean? You would try to make something work with that person, like, or if it like, you would just go your separate ways, of course, but
what
you wouldn't say it, though, if you just, like, ran into them, or, you know what I mean? Like, you could smell those feelings. I just don't see someone being like, hey, like, I don't know. That's a tough one. That's tricky.
Is she with me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's cheating. Definitely cheating.
Yeah, she tells her ex.
And now, if she was broken up with me, then I don't care.
But they didn't do nothing physical. She just said.
Nah, that's cheating, bro. How you going to tell another man?
Said.
How you going to tell another? Unless you love him as a friend, but that's some lying. That's some bullshit. I'm going to tell her, you know what?
Mogus,
you're donezo. I want you out the house. You're good. Take the kids. No, I want the kids. I want the kids. You're done. I don't want you. I want nothing to do with you. Go do what you go be. Okay. Go work at McDonald's.
If I tell a security guard, hey, I'm going to rob this place. I'm thinking about it. Did I rob it?
No, but it's what do you call it? No, you didn't rob it, but you're telling him he's going to rob it, so he's going to be prepared. He's going to be like, oh, I might as well get you right now because you're going to rob it. I might as well get you in handcuffs and everything.
But even if they put me in handcuffs, what did I do wrong?
You didn't rob it, but you went with consent.
But I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you didn't do it.
I don't have.
Well, not consent, but you went with each intent.
Yes, sir. You went with in the back and load up your bags.
You went with it.
I feel like I need to call a cop. Can I call 911 real quick and ask them? What's your emergency? I need to get a question answered real quick.
We filming a podcast
but
right now.
Go ahead, Garrett. Poke
you,
a hole in it.
You know, went with an intent, so I'm thinking you went with an intent.
Just saying, if you tell a security guard you're going to, oh, I'm thinking about robbing this place. Or you tell him, I'm going to rob this place. I'm thinking about it, though. He is going to arrest your ass on the spot. So, therefore, yes, it's cheating. You're still getting arrested. So, therefore, cheating.
That's like saying, Gary, I'm going to take your cheeks. I'm not doing it, but I'm telling you, I'm going to take your cheeks tonight. That means he's going to be prepared to get his cheeks taken. So, he's going to guard them with all his might. With all he has. Cause
that's what you think.
Because he doesn't know. Unless he wants it. See, unless he wants it. But I'm going to time Garrett tonight, bro. At 9 p.m., I'm taking your cheeks. That means at 9 p.m., he's going to know. He don't know what to do.
Somewhere at 9 p.m.
He don't know what to do. I might just wait till 9:01 and do it.
So it's not cheating until the action's done.
It's intent. Yeah, see, I'm intending to take his cheeks.
I was capping this whole time. Yes, I wouldn't be happy if someone said they love somebody else while we're dating. I think, like, at that point, I can't trust that person because, exactly. they allowed words to come out and tell someone else that the very words that are supposed to bond us together, they are no longer bonding only us. Now they're only connecting to other people. And at that point, I feel like that's not somebody I would want to spend time with anymore the way I would with someone I love. So I think that although you didn't do anything physical, I think it's definitely cheating for sure. I was just playing devil's advocate because there's people out there that are definitely going to go and say what I was saying.
Yeah.
But in my position with my thoughts and my mind, I do not think it's right to be telling other people that you love them when you're in a relationship.
The only thing I have to say to that, shitty analogy.
Yeah. But it was the closest thing that made you think, right? It made you think. It made you think about it.
It made these guys think, but I was just like, you're getting arrested either way.
Yeah.
Dude, I watch too much crime documentaries and shit.
I had a classmate sophomore year or junior year of high school. I don't know, some friends of ours are like bullying him, and I mean, it's tough love, you know, they all play around with each other, but he had brought a World War II grenade that his grandpa had, and I guess the pin was like, yeah, the pin was diffused, but he just like, I don't know, they're like just fucking around with each other, and he just pulled it out, pulled the pin and everything, and just like, fire in the hole, and fucking just threw it down, and that thing, you know, it's like, this thing has some weight to it. Like, that shit looks, obviously it's real, but it's like the pin's gone. But yeah, everyone flipped the fuck out. Everyone was like screaming, ran, and because they thought he was going to blow everybody up. Like, he was just, I don't know, just fucked up.
Dude, that is fucking crazy.
I think he was gone for a week, though.
Bro.
He was only gone for a week.
I don't know. I would have flipped my shit. If I saw that and I didn't know, I would have, oh, shit.
Hell yeah, fucking.
Sorry, that's happened to me before. My my cousin, he's a sergeant in the army. Shit. And he had one of the those grenades. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like the explosive was taken out and his bottom out. But mm-hmm. he didn't freaking tell me that. Mm-hmm. So he pulls the pin. It tells me to catch. And I'm like, oh, what am I catching? And I freaking have a grenade in my hand. And then I know, like, to, you know, you got to freaking, like, close the clamp and everything. Yeah. So I'm like, I close it. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Are you fucking, like, I'm just, like, cussing at him. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, you better fucking get rid of it. And I'm all like, dude, I'm shitting bricks. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. So I just chuck it out in the middle of the street.
Bro.
He's like, yeah, the explosive's not in there. I was like, you're a fucking asshole, dude.
Can you imagine being a kid and then seeing that shit in, like, wherever? And, like, you think you're going to die. Okay, one more thing, too. That smells fucking crazy.
It smells like fucking feet, dude.
Okay, so Raymond warmed up some microwavable food and put it on the table next to the podcast, and it smells fucking crazy.
Fettuccine Alfredo with chicken and broccoli.
Okay, if we're talking about
smells
food,
like,
dude,
ass.
What the fuck were you just eating? That shit looked like some fucking meatloaf that was fucking, like, sad and depressed and shit, dude.
It was, you know, like, avocado toast with some Beyond patty on there.
That's a go-to.
So, no, I want to hear the reason why you don't like roller coasters, though. Like, what roller coaster turned you off?
It's not a roller coaster. It's just I personally don't like getting on and then getting my stomach feeling like I'm going to throw up because then it ruins the rest of my day. And if my day is ruined, I know that I'm not going to enjoy any other ride after that. So, like, once
just that first initial.
So, have you ever, when skating, you get an adrenaline rush?
Always.
That's all a roller coaster is. That build up in your stomach.
Even when I went skydiving, I will tell you, I felt like throwing up, and the rest of the day was so off. It was so hard to enjoy my day. Like, I promise you, like, I personally did not want to continue, but the only reason that I continued with everything else was because, one, I'm in Hawaii. I'm not coming back. Two, I need to make videos. But at the next day, I felt way better. But that did ruin everything. Like, skydiving did ruin everything because, like, I felt like throwing up.
Go with us to Six Flags. Seriously.
Please.
Will get you. I know the roller coaster to get him onto, too.
Goliath?
No.
Goliath's smooth.
Goliath is smooth, but no, you got to fucking attack it. So the roll, because, yeah, I was all right, like, with Goliath at first. That wasn't a problem. But I was terrified of loops.
Oh, okay.
I was, like, terrified. Then my uncle said, okay, you know what? You're 16 now. You're going on a loop. I was like, no, I'm not. And he dragged me over to Viper. Okay. Which Viper has the most times you go upside down in the whole park.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love looping roller coasters, dude.
X2 is amazing.
I've never gone on it.
Pretty fast.
Superman was my fave, though.
So you tell me I have to fucking lose weight and fall in the fucking sky just so Mowgli can go on a fucking roller coaster, dude?
You wanted to make this bet.
And how?
You made this bet.
It's good for your health.
You agreed. I did. Hey, you wanted to take me. Above. You wanted to take me. Now you have to do that, you know? To see me all go right. Into a
could
ride.
The universe
to see me uncomfortably do things, you got to do something too.
You know what I mean?
Shit. I mean, I guess I have to do it, dude. I can't let Mowgli down again. I can't be a Jeremy.
the universe is trying to help you, bro.
I love how he said that.
You lose weight with Amazon too. They got you going.
Well, the bet's been initiated.
Don't eat.
By the end of 2021, if Garrett does not get the weight to jump skydive, then I don't have to do anything.
I want to make a little counter to this, though, because we didn't know that I had to lose this much weight before.
So you expect it.
So I want to add something.
Add it.
That's fair.
If I don't skydive by the end of this year, I have until next year.
No.
Listen. To be under 200 pounds.
That's 2 years.
Under 200 pounds?
Under 200.
By what time, though? I'll agree, but I need to know the time.
By December 31st, 2022.
Mm-hmm. So you got to lose a whole 100. Right.
That's if I don't get it this year.
I know. So you do know what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
So that means you basically giving yourself another year to go under 200. So you at least have to be 199.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know that?
No, I have to technically be
199.9. You know that same thing. Okay.
All right, all right.
Just clarifying it for the podcast.
That means if you're 200, take off all your clothes and you got to do it.
Yeah.
That clothes could be holding you down.
To do it right now. No, we won't look, bro.
All right.
We won't look.
All right, it's a deal.
Horny. He shows shake his hands. Ass all the time, bro.
Me and Garrett are shaking hands right now.
He shows it all the time.
I better fucking lose. I better lose the 45 pounds, dude, because I don't want to be under 200 pounds.
I'm going to hit you.
That's
up.
Too skinny, dude. I'd rather be bulk. Nah.
Look, I just want to tell you that I believe in you. Like, regardless of bet, I really do believe in you because my friend Seth was a big guy, and now he's, like, a very, very skinny dude with a six-pack, and it's so gnarly to see the growth, but I do believe in you. But this bet, just know that I'm still counting on my side.
I was going to wait for Josh to get here, but so you guys kind of had a failed experience last week, right?
Yes. Fortunately, we had a failed experiment.
Well, I am single now.
What?
What? Huh? I was like, what do you fucking mean I'm not? What do you mean? So.
What is this? Click save. Click save. Click it, bro.
Click it, bro. Click it.
This guy. Anyways, so I am single now. So I want to take you, Josh, and Jeremy to a strip club tonight. Redemption. I got to do it before I get in another relationship, dude. I need to go to a strip club.
Okay, settle down. That's the dick talking.
Dick is drooling.
Well, I've already said that I don't get paid until tomorrow night, and I can pay whoever pays for me back.
Should we just wait?
Nah, because what if I'm in another relationship? You know what how fast fuck? I get in relationships, dude? Hey,
I called it. 2 days. 2 days.
Hey,
2 days, hey, max.
Garrett, what the fuck?
You're probably going to have another girlfriend in the next couple of days, huh?
Oh, my God.
I have no idea, dude.
Does nobody have faith in you?
No, no one does. I don't even have faith in myself. What the fuck?
I have faith in you.
Thank you, Mowgli. Someone does. I don't.
Look, you're going to be single until we jump the sky jump together.
Oh, hell no. You're going to be single, bro. I know this guy, bro.
I'm not.
Bro, the day that they, that like literally the day after when we came back from work, he's like, oh, I already downloaded Tinder. He said, I'm already talking to three girls.
I'll give you a better photo.
All I know is I've been sneezing all day. I don't know if I could walk into that building without sneezing.
You'd be good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you'd be good.
Yo, wait a minute.
Who is that? There you go.
Yo, wait. Show me that picture.
Did you just fucking like the photo, you dick? Well, I don't care.
What if I like if I like?
Well, that's fine. She ain't gonna question me about it.
Oh, shit. Ivan's going up to open the door on Jeremy.
So strip. Dude, I hope you hear that.
I can open that door for you.
All right, everyone, we'll be back. We're going to go for round two.
First and foremost, Josh, just, I can't believe you didn't go. This was, I'll be the first to say it. This was way better than the last time. And that was last week. Right, Jeremy?
Yes. This place was like, no joke. It was nice. It wasn't like a little, like, one-bedroom studio. It was like, compare a one-bedroom studio to, like, a mansion. That's what it was like.
What was the wait time?
Easy. You just walk in, boom. Last time, like, 30 minutes. You're just chilling. And you got to walk up to them, get rejected. And then you might get a dance. Maybe not.
But how did you guys like this experience? Like, not just, like, the women in there, but just, like, how it was. Like, because I was telling you guys while we were in there that it's not just about the lap dance. It's not just about, you know, even just watching the girls on stage. It's
about the
vibe.
Personality.
No, it's the vibe, dude. Especially going there with homies and shit.
I'll say it was kind of, it was comforting. It was like nice, comfortable chairs, and
I felt like you're just hanging out,
and free mints.
The homies, I didn't eat one mint.
I think I had like 30 mints.
Yeah, I was gonna say at least 20.
I think maybe 33.
I had zero,
but it was worth it.
But it was fun.
Yeah, dude. Well, I'm glad that I got to actually show you guys an actual good time.
Yeah, it felt different. Going in with someone that's already been to the strip club like multiple times versus me, Jeremy, and Josh, our first time going
like
alone.
Sitting ducks, like not knowing what to do.
But then I also think this was a bit more professional because their security guards actually patted us down.
Yeah.
And watching us and just like making sure everything.
Yeah, so they never even did that at Deja Vu. Because I've been to Deja Vu before, and this is my first time at Exotic Kitty. Hands down, way better.
Yeah, I agree. Even though this is my second time at a strip club.
What?
What'd you say? Hands down?
Hands down, way better.
Yeah, of course.
What was your favorite part, Jeremy?
The wait time.
There was no wait time.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
That's what's up. What was your favorite part, Mowgli?
I liked that as soon as we sat down, one girl went up to Jeremy, and then he went up and got his dance. And then, like, maybe it was, like, 2 minutes, if that, another chick came up, and then, boom, just went straight in. Like, that was fast compared to the last time. Like, last time I got told no, and this was at a different strip club, and this time I had, like, the ladies were just coming, and I was like, this is better. I like this. I did not.
This is what it's about.
Yeah, I did not pay for a club to wait and get rejected.
And I like the performers there, dude, because it was more like it felt more personal than just like, oh, I just want to get paid. If you're not gonna give me any money, I'm leaving. No, they actually just sat there and talked to us. I literally swapped chairs with Jeremy so that way he could just
have a conversation with him. I'm like, bro, like, chill.
Yep.
He's like, I don't have nothing to say.
I was like, bro, you got a lot to say.
You haven't told her about your life story, nothing. Like, you got me over here trying. All right. And so I just started talking to her. But
dude, you guys were talking for a cool minute, too.
Bro, I didn't want it to be awkward, so I just kept bringing up random stuff. I was like, so the weather is pretty nice. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
I felt hyped because, like, there was this one girl that really, really knew what she was doing on the poles. She went to the top.
Bro, some girls
and she was just
talented,
going crazy.
Sheesh.
I'm not going to lie.
Isn't that the one that gave you the dance?
Yeah. I got a dance from her twice.
Every Tuesday, you can expect Tomo going to the strip club.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about everyone.
Bro, we went last weekend. We went this weekend.
Bro, this was because Garrett's single.
It's just a normal
Last time, he wasn't single. This is not the normal.
This is the regs.
What are you talking about? This is the regs.
We hang out. We do the podcast. Go to the shit club. We come back.
You're fucking crazy.
I think I got him hooked.
You probably did.
No, that's just the normal. It's like what we
do. Dude, it's honestly a cool place to go hang out.
Yeah.
It is actually a cool place to hang out. But why is it like a normal thing now?
It's what we've been doing. So I guess it's the normal.
What the fuck?
I go with the flow.
You're fucking crazy.
I didn't bring up any strip club both times. First time, Mowgli. He was like, we should go check it out. And I was like, bro.
No, that was actually Raymond's idea.
So we went. He didn't even go in.
I know, but he brought it up.
Yeah. Second time, I'm chilling, drinking another beer. All of a sudden, somebody's like, we're going to strip club. Oh, Gary. He's like, we got to go. So we
went. He's single.
So I'm just chilling every time. And apparently, that's like the go-to. I guess.
What's the third occasion for next week?
No, I'm just going to chill again and see what happens. When are y'all going to bring it up?
I don't think it's going to work like that.
When are you guys going to bring
it up? I don't think so, because with that special guest, I don't think we're going
to. I think exactly it'll go, because she'll be like, oh, like, I'll show you, blah, 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 and we'll go.
I don't think it's going to work like that.
I don't think it's going to work like that either.
I'm going to just ask her then. I'll bring it up
next weekend. What the fuck? You just want a reason now.
So can we get it for free?
No. You just want a reason now.
Hey, bro, that's like the biggest.
Dude, honestly, I don't think that place will give out freebies, though.
Yeah.
Because, honestly.
Yeah, they seem kind of straight.
That,
to be honest.
That $20, I would say it would be worth it, dude. Like, with the quality. Like I said, dude.
There is quality. There was quality when we walked in.
The first one was, sheesh. She knew how to dance.
Really?
Yeah. It was the first girl that danced on the high pole.
Really?
Yeah, Mowgli wasn't down there for that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was getting my first lap dance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and not to mention, just to give you guys a little description or like a little visual of the club. So they have the stage and, like, you know, the seating area. But behind the stage, there's mirrors.
Yeah.
And when you get a lap dance, it's on the second floor. And you can see everybody getting a lap dance in the mirrors.
Yeah.
So I got to – I saw how crazy, like, Mowgli's first dance was going.
Dude, that was crazy. It was crazy, right? Dude, it was crazy. That's what I'm saying.
This chick ended up getting on her hands and had her feet in the air, dude. Like, it was crazy.
Dude, okay, it was insane for me. Okay, I'm going to bring up why it was insane for me. Keep in mind, my first experience was last week, and it was not the best. Then I come here, and I don't have expectations. I was just like, all right, whatever. And then the first chick that came up to us after Jeremy got went up to get his dance, I was just like, you know what? Yeah, I'll get it right now. Like, 'cause I'm not trying to wait. Like, my last experience was waiting 40 minutes. So I go up there, blah, blah, blah. We talk a little as we're waiting for the other song to start. And then she just starts going wild. She's moving her hips. She's going down, moving, shaking all over. And what was crazy to me was she's going up my chest, next to my neck, and then just like, I don't know, like you can hear her breath near my ear. And I was like, it gave me the chills. I was like, whoa, like this is insane. Like, this is a lap dance?
So she knew what she was doing. She really did her art.
Yeah, she really did. And it was insane to me because, like, the first dance I ever got, she was keeping her distance. And I was like, this girl, she has no boundaries. But I did ask her, like, hey, let me know what I can and can't do. And she's like, oh, just don't expect me to take my bra off or anything. Like, that's for, like, private VIP dances. And I was like, all right, cool. At least I know what I shouldn't be doing. So that was intense. And that's why, like, moving forward to the second dance, I was like, all right, first girl killed it. I appreciate what you're doing, but it's not the same. And then hence my third dance, she was really great. She was the one that went all the way to the top on the pole and was, like, crushing it in her actual dance out in the stage. And, yeah, it was amazing.
So I just want to give my two thoughts on this. I don't see these girls as, like, because I know a lot of people, when they think of a stripper, like, oh, it's demeaning and, like, you're just doing it because you have nothing else you can do. No, this is an art, dude. Like, the things that these girls do.
100%.
Like, not everybody can do it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Dude, my jaw dropped when the strippers that did go to the top and, like, were spinning, like, with no hands. I was like, okay, how are you doing that? Like, I don't know how you're holding your weight just with your knee and your leg. That's intense. Mm-hmm. Like, how much muscle does that require, your calves? And, like, how much practice did that take? It was so fucking crazy.
Exactly, dude.
You got anything else to say, Jeremy?
I was wild.
You don't want to... Your dances, like, what made your dances good or not bad? Like, out of the dances that you did get, which ones did you like more? Your first, second, third, fourth? I don't know.
They seemed professional. Like, they knew what they were doing there. Like,
yeah?
Oh, it was crazy. Like, they'd flip upside down, like, have their, like... I don't know, man. That's crazy.
Like, so, I got a question, though. Because, obviously, mine was one-sided for reasons.
Yeah.
But were they, like, really talkative with you guys, too? Or were they just more silent, focusing on what they were doing?
Not during the dance, no.
Well, I just like that, you know, at least most of them, they weren't just there just to get the dance. Like, they would actually, like, work you up and everything, you know? They wouldn't just be like, you want to dance? Like, with freaking sass, because I've had that before. I'm just some like, hell no, I don't want to dance from you.
Wait, what? Some of them did that. They come up and they just, hey, you want to dance?
No, but
like, no, I'm chilling.
Like, no, exactly. Chilling. And they're like, oh, okay, and they just walk off.
Yeah.
No, dude, at Deja Vu, dude, I've had sass, and like, girl got to me, you want to dance? I was like, no, I'm fine then, and they just walk off. I'm like, yeah, I definitely don't want to fucking dance now. The fuck.
Yeah, Exotic Kitty in Bakersfield, California. If you're ever out here, that's the one.
You gotta try.
That's what I would say.
Fuck no.
No?
No, after talking to the security guard, he was like, hey, bro, just know that this is the one where they pat you down, and it probably, like, is high quality. And I was like, because, like, remember you gave me $5 to go so I could turn them into ones to give it to one dancer? Yeah. Well, I had to wait because the cashier wasn't there, and I was talking to the security guard, and like, we were talking for a pretty long time, and that's why when that dancer got done, I didn't make it in time to get the change, and then the cashier wasn't there yet, so I was like, all right, you know what? She's done with her dance, so I'm just gonna give her the $5 because like, there's no point. But me and the security guard were talking, and he was just letting me know his thoughts, and he's like, yeah, this is pretty much it, man. Like, we make sure that it's all good.
Well, that another thing is, like, Teaser and Deja Vu, they're strip clubs.
Yeah.
That wasn't a strip club. It was a gentleman's club.
Yeah. The one that we went to?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, same stuff happens, but gentlemen's clubs are usually more professional.
High quality.
Higher quality, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it costs $20 to get in.
Uh-huh. So, anything else you guys want to add on?
Go support these people. They need to pay rent.
They actually do.
Yeah. I mean, and like I was saying, like, some of these girls, they're not even doing it just for that. It's an art, and they, you know, they work their ass off to do what they can do. So just, yeah, go show the support, guys.
Yep. All right, everyone. Josh, you missed out. That's all I gotta say.
You did.
You really did.
Sorry, Josh.
Sorry, Josh. Or I'm not even sorry. You chose not to go.
I chose.
All right, everyone. Peace. Sign out till next time.
See you guys.
Late.